read and dealt in Arabic. That was the language, much as we deal in English. In the synagogue, the prayers and the ritual naturally were in Hebrew, but Hebrew was not the spoken language. And in fact, the Sephardim developed for themselves a new language called Ladino, which is Spanish, Arabic, and Hebrew. And Jews throughout the ages, and we are slowly doing that to English also, Jews throughout the ages transform the language of the country that they are living in, and they Hebraicize it or Judaize it. Yiddish is the prime example. And basically, it's a dialect of German which was taken over and made Jewish. Ladino is Arabic, Spanish, taken over and transformed into Hebrew inflection and Hebrew idiom, and it became, and it remains in many parts of the world, the language of the Sephardic Jew. But the Rambam wrote the Pirush HaMishnayos in Arabic. Now, he wrote it in Arabic with Hebrew letters, which is exactly what happened to Yiddish later. It's written in Hebrew letters, not written in the Arabic script, but written in Hebrew letters. I have here, a photograph of the Rambam's own handwriting, the original copy, which is in extant, and it was in a synagogue in Syria, and microfilms were made of it, and therefore we still have it. The synagogue was burned down in 1948 when the State of Israel was declared. In that synagogue also was the oldest known copy of the Hebrew Bible, dating back to the 7th century, which also was burned, along with priceless other objects. But in the Jewish world, that's the way the ball bounces. In any event, another innovation, great innovation, in the Pirush HaMishnayos, is that the Rambam, here it is, I'll pass it around, you'll see the Rambam's handwriting, the language is Arabic, the script is Hebrew. For those people who are receiving the tapes, you'll just have to wait for the video. The Rambam, by the way, authorized later official translations of his Arabic work into Hebrew. And the Rambam, in fact, had a family, the Ibn Tibbon family, who lived in southern Spain, who were his official translators. So the Pirush HaMishnayos that we haven't published in the back of our Gemaras is a translation from the original Arabic. There is, in our time, a new translation by a Yemenite scholar, Rabbi David Kapach in Jerusalem, has been produced, and together with the text of the original script of the Rambam. The second thing that he did is that he provided introductions. This is a Pirush HaMishnayos. It's a commentary to the six sections of the Mishnah, but the Rambam provided introductions to each of the sections, and also introductions many times to certain chapters of the Mishnah. Those introductions themselves have been taken and collected as a book because of the fact that the introductions of the Rambam represent today the basic theology, so to speak, of the Jewish people. Now, Judaism is not big on theology. We really don't have much to say about God.